Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Yeah, it is Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. You're in 657 AM, and I am Sibongile Mofokeng with you up until 11 o'clock. Gave you the songs from Abednego, and I just loved that song, such a worship song. And Abednego says, it's Abednego Tando Lwethu, and the song Take Me Not. 30 minutes, it is just after 9, right here on Just For You on Radio Pulpit on 657 AM. And I'm joined now by my queen on the other side. We reconnected the right way. how great. God is so good. Look at us now. Yes, bon amar. Look at us. And yes, my queen is from the True Vine Tabernacle Church. And the True Vine Tabernacle Church invites us to their Easter conference. Tell us about that first before we can even go to our topic today, talking about Christ the Redeemer, the living word.
Yes. Yes. Thank you so much. And greetings to you, my queen, and all the listeners. Yes. Our Easter convention this year at True Vine Tabernacle. Firstly, I would like to acknowledge my senior pastors, Dr. Jacob and Eva Siobi, and all the elders. So our Easter convention starts on Sunday the 13th.
Right.
From 9 a.m. until 11:30, where we will be looking at the triumphant entry of Jesus Christ as King in Jerusalem. And then on Monday, we will have our service from 18:30 until 8 p.m. And on Tuesday is the day of rest. We don't meet.
Okay.
Then from Wednesday to Thursday, same time, 6:30 in the evening until 8 p.m. Then on Friday, on Good Friday, it will be a longish service from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. And Saturday, we dedicate it to our youth from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m.
Okay.
And then from there, we are going to have a worship experience, an explosion of worship from 2:30 until 5 o'clock p.m.
This sounds so good.
And then Sunday, the resurrection Sunday, we'll start our service at 10 until 12.
Okay.
But our convention doesn't end there.
Okay.
We continue, although we are not going to be meeting the whole week. We will meet again on Sunday, which we will be dedicating our children. So meeting from 9 a.m. to 11:30.
All right, yes. Then. So if one would like to find out more about the gatherings from the 13th up until the end, how do we get hold of you?
Okay. I can be called, or we have actually the admin who can be contacted. I will just tell you now. Okay. Our admin is Minister Karabo Sibiya. And she can be contacted on this number. Is it fine if I give her the number now?
Yeah.
Okay. It's 083-722-6796.
So if I am one who will be coming through, what can I expect?
Yes. You expect miracles, because where we gather, our mission, I'll start with a vision, is to build a church where everyone is significant in Christ Jesus, and fruit everlasting is found. So at True Vine, we actually impact communities with our messages of significance and fruitfulness in Christ Jesus. So expect that when you come, you will never leave the same, because True Vine is where God dwells with his people.
Wow.
And the secret that we have actually at True Vine, once you come, we lose the key. So you are a member forever. You are a family member.
So
So
if you
just
come for
come,
the
just come.
convention, if you come for the convention, know that you're locked in.
Exactly. So come expecting, come expecting. We have a variety of pastors who every day from Sunday up until the Sunday of dedication, we will be eating from the Book of Life through their mouths.
Wow. And family, I'm talking to Elder Mulebogeng Mdlalose from the True Vine Tabernacle Church. And the theme of the convention is the redemptive power of the cross. Today, her and I are looking at Christ, who is the Redeemer and the Living Word. So, Christ the Redeemer, he's also the Living Word.
Yes, he is. And before we even go there, my queen, just to confirm where we meet, all our services are held at number 2, Tong Meter Way, at Corner Cotton Avenue, in Cell Court in Springs. Tong Meter Way, Corner Cotton, C-O-A-T-O-N, Avenue, Cell Court, which is in Springs.
Alrighty then. Let's come to today's message. Can you take us through it?
Yes, I will. Thank you so much. And greetings again to the listeners, the family. And as you say that what I'll be looking at is Christ the Redeemer, the Living Word. So for our Lord Jesus to be the Redeemer, he has to be acceptable to God, the Father first. He has to meet all the requirements of a Redeemer. And one may ask, why does anyone need a Redeemer? But come with me. It will unfold as we read the scriptures. But so that you know, this entire world is one huge, big prison.
Sure.
Galatians 3:22 in the Passion Translation says, but the scriptures make it clear that the whole world is imprisoned by sin. This was so that the promise would be given through faith to people who believe in Jesus Christ. So this entire world is a prison and it needs a redeemer. And as we continue,
let's look at
verse 23.
Before you continue, my queen, can you define for somebody who says, I would like to understand this word redeemer, what it means? What does that
redeemer
mean?
Redeemer. Okay. Redeemer means to be taken out of, because when the word says that the world is a prison, is a legal word. So a redeemer is someone who will have to come to court, will have to pay a price, and will have to take you out of that situation that you are at. As you know, when you are in prison, you are not free. So a redeemer is someone who will make you free.
Right.
So, but a redeemer has to pay a price. You cannot be a redeemer if you don't have anything to exchange that person who's in prison for with. So now our Lord Jesus, we will have to look at him to say, what is it? What makes him that redeemer? Yes. So let us look at him and walk with him in this journey of qualifying to be a redeemer. Because he's not only redeeming one person, he's not only redeeming all people, but he's redeeming the whole creation, the entire world, as we see that it's the entire world that is in prison. Yes. But before we start, may we just pray. Father, thank you. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, as you are going to expound on the theme you have given us for this Easter convention. Be the one who speaks through me your perfect will. Baba, I did not rely on my own understanding, nor on my own power or might, but on you, Holy Spirit, my helper, my counselor, my strengthener, and my standby. Reveal unto us the deep and hidden things of God as we avail ourselves to hear you. Baba, may we never be the same as we spend this time with you in your presence. May all the minds and thoughts submit to Christ as we take them captive right now with your mighty weapon, so that every thought is brought under the obedience of Christ. We therefore use this, your mighty weapons, Lord, to pull down strongholds. We cast down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against your knowledge, Lord. Every reasoning, every imagination that exalts itself against your knowledge, oh Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Father, we thank you, we honor and we glorify you in Jesus' name. So yes, this morning, as we outline, as we look at the triumphant entry of Jesus into Jerusalem as a king, I'll use mostly Matthew 21 to 28, actually. To look at how the making of this Redeemer. Mm-hmm. So when he entered into Jerusalem, he entered as a king, and he was riding on a colt, the foal of a donkey. Mm-hmm. And this was to bring the prophecy of Zechariah 9:9, that the king will come lowly, riding on a colt. So when the people saw him, the multitude, they said, Hosanna to the Son of David. And they were actually saying, because in Hebrew, Hosanna is a Yashana, and it's made of two ways. Yasha means save or deliver, and Anna means beg or besiege. So they were saying, please deliver us our king. We beg you to save us our king. Hmm. So even as Bazalwani, we need to acknowledge King Jesus as the Savior, as the King, as our Redeemer. And as we will see, as we carry on, that when they heard, go John 12:12b, when some heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, they took branches of palm trees and went out to meet him. And go Matthew 21:12-17, it says, after the Lord Jesus drove out all those who were trading in his house of prayer, because as he entered, he found that there were sellers in his house of prayer. So he had to cleanse the temple. So even the children and nursing infants, they crowd out the same thing. Save us, O our King, in this, verse 15. So the entire Jerusalem, old and young, multitudes, including children and nursing, who were nursing, they were all crying for a Savior. Hosanna to the Son of David. So that should be our cry even this Easter, to say, save us, Hosanna to the Son of David. Now let us look at him as the lamb of sacrifice, because for him to be able to redeem, he has to meet the requirement of the lamb of sacrifice. So this is where we'll see him fulfilling the law as required in Leviticus regarding the sacrificial lamb of redemption. So in Leviticus 22:20, whatever had a defect would not be accepted on behalf of the guilty party. That is, it will not be acceptable to redeem that person. He, like right now, Jesus, if he doesn't meet the requirements, he will not be able to free the world from its prison. So, go Malachi chapter 1, verse 8 and 14, we see God as the great king who rejects any sacrifice that has a defect, whether lame, blind, or any other defect. It must have no blemish. Therefore, the Lord Jesus also had to pass this test in order for him to be accepted as a perfect sacrifice. So how was this done? Let us look at this test, which we termed true vine tabernacle as the day of controversies. So when we look at Matthew 21 from verse 23 to Matthew 24, verse 51, we see all the tests that the Lord Jesus had to go through for him to pass as a perfect sacrifice acceptable to the great king. So in the Old Testament, the high priest would not accept any lamb with a blemish.
Yeah.
And therefore, of necessity, he had to examine it.
Mm.
It would not have been proper for him just to accept the sacrifice brought to him.
Mm.
It was his duty to see that the sacrificial lamb was acceptable to the great God. Otherwise, as Malachi 1:14 says, there will be a curse on the deceiver who sacrifices that blemished lamb. So the high priest as well. The high priests, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the scribes also of necessity. Although at that time when they were doing it, they didn't know it. They had to examine Jesus, the sacrifice, to see if he had any defects.
Wow.
So the first test that they subjected him to, we are not going to read much scripture because of time.
Okay.
In Matthew 21, 23 to 27, we see the chief priests and the elders examining his authority, questioning it. They ask him, by what authority are you doing these things? And who gave you this authority? Go verse 23. So verse 27 shows that he passed the test. Because not only that, he went on to sort of prove his authority through the parable of the two sons, showing his authority as judge at judgment day. And also the one of the wicked wine dressers in Matthew 21, 28 to 23, plus 33 to 46 respectively. He continued to answer them, even in Matthew 22, 1 to 14, about the wedding parables. He was actually showing them by whose authority and who he was. Now, the second test that he had to go through, Matthew 22, 15 to 22, we see the Pharisees continue with the examination of the sacrificial lamb. They now question his jurisdiction, his citizenship, his kingdom, his loyalty. They ask him in verse 16, tell us, what do you think? Is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar or not? They were asking him, are you paying tax here in this kingdom, in this jurisdiction?
Yeah.
Or where is your allegiance?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Jesus said to them, go verse 18, why do you test me? So there we see that it was indeed a test. He was subjected to a test. He was being tested if he is the perfect sacrifice. He was being tested if he was indeed the Redeemer. Just as the lamb was tested and examined before accepted as the sacrifice in the Old Testament to redeem the guilty, Jesus had to go through those examinations and all those tests. So he passed the second test as evidenced in verse 22, which says that they had his answer. When they had his answer,
they marveled
and they left him and they went their way.
Yeah.
Now the Sadducees came and they continued with the examination. So it was a day where in and out. And remember, all this happened in the church, and it's significant because it had to happen in the temple. Because in the Old Testament, even the lamb of sacrifice had to be tested and killed
right
in the temple in Jerusalem.
Yeah,
so that's why he had to come to the temple. That's why he had to cleanse the first. That's why, because he was preparing his way as a redeemer. So they questioned him about resurrection. But they did not believe. These were the Sadducees, because they did not believe in resurrection, as verse 33 says. So, but his answer to this test also confirmed his perfection as the sacrifice, as the redeemer. So verse 33 confirmed this. So note, go verse 32. Jesus pointed to them that, and maybe we should just read it quickly.
22. 32. And he says, I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. God is not the God of the dead, but God of the living.
Yes. So what did he mean? Because all those, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, were long dead by then. But he said that God is the God of the living and not of the dead. So he was saying to them, there is resurrection. Where Abraham is, where Isaac is, where Jacob is, they are alive. So he proved to them. He proved to them to say there is indeed a resurrection. So he passed the test. And not only that, by Zidikwalo, the scribes came and they tested him.
Yeah. You know,
as if that was not enough. They continued. On Matthew 22, 34 to 40, a lawyer tested him. And he said, teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law? And needless to say, he passed this test as well. As we know that he is the one who actually wrote the law. So there was no way he wouldn't pass it. So afterwards, Jesus himself brought up his own identity. In Matthew 22, 41 to 46, he asked them. And in that, he was actually shutting the mouth of all his examiners. In that, no one was able to answer him a word. No, from that day, did anyone dare ask him anymore? You know, so Jesus, as the perfect sacrifice to redeem the guilty, he passed the test that was required. Not only that, the Father, the great King, also accepted him as the perfect sacrifice. Therefore, as the Redeemer, as seen in John 6, 27, that God the Father has set his seal of approval on his Son. Therefore, he was sealing him. He was accepting him as a Redeemer with no defect, with no blemish. Afterwards, Jesus began to rebuke the scribes, the Pharisees, and all the people of the Pharisees. And he warned the people of the Pharisees' hypocrisy. And as I said, all this of necessity had to happen in the temple. So afterwards, two days before Passover, all his examiners assembled together to plot to kill him because they couldn't take it anymore. And the Lord Jesus knew my time has come. And he knew because for this reason he had come. So even after when he was arrested and was taken to the high priest, to Caiaphas, who was the high priest that year, where the scribes and elders were assembled, according to Matthew 26:57, he was still found to have no defect. So by keeping silent, Jesus was passing the test of being the Lamb of Redemption. He answered them nothing. Again, another test, he was sent to Pontius Pilate, the governor, Matthew 27:2. Again, he answered nothing to his accusers. He answered nothing to Pilato as well. Or verse 14, Pilato found no blemish on him once again, confirming Jesus' acceptance as the Lamb of Redemption with no defect. Actually, Pontius Pilato washed his hands to say, I can't find anything wrong with it. Am I still doing well with time, my queen, or should I wrap up? Okay, thank you. And as we continue, the Lord Jesus, when he instituted the Last Supper, he was still showing himself as the Redeemer. As he gave his disciples his body to eat and his blood to drink, go Matthew 26 to 28, he was symbolizing the redemptive act of the cross. Because Paul says, go 1 Corinthians 11, 26, that as often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim, we display the Lord's death till he comes. And why is it important? And to whom are we displaying and proclaiming this? We actually proclaim this to his accusers, to the principalities, to the powers, as it says, go Colossians chapter 2, verse 13, that Jesus has made us alive together with him, having forgiven us all our trespasses, meaning he redeemed us from death, from eternal death, by forgiving all our trespasses. And verse 14 says that having wiped out all the signature of death that was against us, nailing it to the cross, 15 says he was disarming principalities and powers and making a public display of them. He was triumphing over them. And while he was making a public spectacle of the enemy, conversely, he was making us a permanent, visible display of God's infinite, limitless riches of his grace and kindness. Hey. If you read Ephesians 2, verse 7 in the Passion Translation. But and not only now, he was not doing it for then or for now, but also for the ages to come. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So when he was disarming the principalities at his cross, we know that he, Revelation says that he has the keys of David in his hands. He has the keys of hell. So when he was disarming them, disempowering them on the cross, he was actually taking away the keys from the enemy, you know, at the cross. And he went to the tomb. He took all our sicknesses. When he laid in the tomb, he was laying, because remember when he was striped, he was striped for our sicknesses and diseases. And he was carrying the sin on the body that God made specially for this purpose. So when he took that sin body to the tomb with him, he laid down forever. Thus he was redeeming us from sin, from sicknesses, from death eternally, eternally. It was not just a once-off thing. It was a once-off act, but for eternity. So any sickness, any diseases that we may found in our body is illegal. And we have a right to say to it, you are illegal in my body, so come out of my body.
Right.
And go first, Peter 3, 18 to 20. It says that Jesus went to hell with those keys that he took from the cross. He went to hell and opened the hell and he preached salvation to the people who were there, thus redeeming all the souls who disobeyed during the floods of Noah. So he used the keys he took from the devil on the cross and released the prisoners. Hallelujah, Bazalwane. Hallelujah. 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 So, you know, Jesus redeemed us from... So, I'm not personally, I'm thinking, and I know that I should not be saying my own opinion, but what the word says. But I'm thinking, as we are living here, we can never even comprehend the redemption that was given to us by Jesus Christ. Some of them will learn about it in eternity, that he also redeemed us from this. He also redeemed, you know, and on resurrection, the first thing that he gave to his disciples was peace. Go John 20:19. And then go Matthew 28:18-28. He also gave his disciples his authority, the very authority that he was questioned about before crucifixion. So, Bazabrani, he redeemed us to have his authority to operate with it on earth. He redeemed us to use his name. Go Mark 16:17. He redeemed us to preach the gospel to every creature.
Right.
Because remember, is the entire world that is in prison. So we are not only preaching the gospel to people, but to preach to creatures, to the trees, to the dogs, to every creature. Every creature can hear the redemption, the word. So we preach that. He redeemed us from sure death. Mark 16:18. He redeemed us to have an open understanding of the scriptures. If you remember when he walked with the two disciples to Emmaus. Go Luke 24:45, it says that he opened their understanding to the scripture. So we are redeemed to have that. We are redeemed to receive the promises of the Father upon us, his power from above, his Holy Spirit, as it says, go Luke 24:49. Bazalwane, for more on this, you have to come. You have to come and join us.
Wait before you go. Wait before you go there. You can't do that to us. You can't do that to us. You make us crazy. And then you are like, ay, bibambe kancane. We're coming back. Sounds from the late Sipoka Lenikalena, if you please. No one greater.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM.
Yazisa ngeshishini lakho ku Radio Pulpit. Ubuyele kwisimo esiphilileyo. I Radio Pulpit ine 40 years yasungulwayo. Kwaye nabaphulaphuli abangaphaya kwe 400,000. Sinekela ngepackages ukuncedisana nawe uphuhlisa ishishini lakho. Tsalela uSanet ku 012-334-1254 okanye uthumele umyalezo ku sanet@radiopulpit.co.za okanye uthumele igama advertise ku SMS ku 37871. Standard rates apply.
There's no one greater, no one better than our Lord Jesus Christ and what he has done for us at the cross. Oh my, you're on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. I am Sibongile Mofokeng with you up until 11 o'clock, right here on Just For You at 11 o'clock, Germany. Yanni Belso says hello to you on Perspective. And afterwards, Lukomkwedi Puti comes through with Heart to Heart at 12 o'clock. Right now, I'm with my queen. I'm with Elder Molebogeng Mdlalose. And we're talking about Christ the Redeemer, the Living Word. Oh my, he is the living word. He is the living word. He is still alive. Our Lord Jesus Christ is alive. But Nicoline Khadiva says, thank you so much, Ma, for the word. Those stripes of his beating that he took was for us to be healed. Thank you so much, Jesus. Yeah, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. DK, we see you. DK Shonga, we love you too. Thank you so much for being with us and being part of our Radio Pulpit family. We love you. We love you. Now, a question that might come, why do we struggle sometimes to even... let me acknowledge Annette van der Merwe. Blessings to you too, my queen. Thank you. Hello. Thank you for joining in and being with us. So why does it become hard? Is it because that we read, we study the word? Okay, I'm not going to use the word study. But we read the word and we take it as a story. And we never benefit then from that. We know by his stripes we were healed. We know he made a spectacle of the enemy. I love it. I love it when you read it even from the Amplified Version. I always love reading from the New King James Version, but I love the Amplified when it says when he had disarmed the rulers and the authorities, those supernatural forces of evil operating against us, he made a public spectacle, a public example of them, exhibiting them as captives in his triumphal procession, having triumphed over them through the cross. What is the problem? Is it how we study the word that we do not put ourselves in there and understand that those were written for us that we might benefit from that? Because as you said, sickness is not our portion. Thus, what word did you use again? I'm just going to say it's not our portion, but how you used it, I loved how you used it to say it's not supposed to be there. It's trespassing.
It's illegal.
It's illegal. Yes, I love that. Yeah, now I'm like, it's trespassing. It's illegal. But now, how do we benefit from that, Ma?
Yeah, because remember that we are in court, and this is as the world is in prison. So we have to use the terminology of a court. So, but for us not to see a benefits or results from our reading the word, and I don't know about studying, but reading the word and hearing it.
Yeah.
It's because every time we hear the word of God, we judge it. We put it under test. So we either judge it or to be faithful or not. So go Hebrews 11:17, it says that by faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac, and he who has received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said, in Isaac your seed shall be called, concluding that God was able to raise him up, even from the dead, from which he... So Abraham judged the word of God to be true. He judged God and his word to be true. So for us to see results, we need to judge God faithful.
We need to judge God faithful.
The problem is the belief.
The problem is the belief. So we need to take God at his word.
We take God as at his word, apply it as he says, even if it doesn't make sense, continue confessing it until the word becomes flesh. And you behold it.
Okay. Then how do we pray for a financial breakthrough? Because as you said, we will, some of the things we will only know about them in resurrection. We will only know about them later. But he has redeemed us from so many things. So let's talk about financial breakthrough. Somebody's asking about that.
Yes. Remember that Jesus made himself to be of no reputation. He became poor
so that we can be rich.
We will be rich.
Yeah.
So it still goes back to belief. Are you believing that?
Yeah.
Do you believe that?
Yeah.
Do you believe that God, as he says in Peter, that he has given us all things that pertains to life and godliness, including the finances themselves? But remember that the kingdom of God has principles as well. So for us to see this coming, we need to apply the principles. When Jesus says to us, give and it shall be given to you, as we see from the example of God himself, when he gave his one son, that one seed, he was actually putting a seed so that he can receive in return so many souls. So even us, the same principle that applies, it applies in finance. So when you are redeemed to give as well. So the little that you put in the soil, that one seed you put in the soil, it will give you many fruit from there. So for us to conquer the slavery of finance, we need to start by giving. Because where will you go and take fruit if you did not plant a seed? And once you plant a seed, you continue to water it until you see
all
the
right
fruit
then.
Coming.
Hello to Sivan Zail. Hello to you. And Kifilo says, one person said some time back that we concentrate on the challenges that we are faced with and not the one who's able to take us out. That's where we go wrong, Sisibongile and Elder Lebu. May God help us. And Tulu, hi Sis Tulu, says Tulu Motsepe, hello Sbo and Pastor Lebu. It's illegal, yeah, because I was looking for that word. And he says, redeemed to give, plant a seed. And this one comes from Mama Dr. Eva Siobi. Hi, Mama.
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. To Pastor Mulebuseng and the anointing in that interview. Thank you so, so much for that word. Awesome. God bless you.
We can never look at this time of the year simple like that anymore. We have to be strengthened in the Lord and in the power of his might. This is a message to strengthen you during the season of the Passover. Annette van der Merwe, bless you. Believe like a child. Yeah. Have the childlike faith. Have the God kind of faith. Okay, Sibongile and Pastor Lebu, my challenge is that I give up too easily. When things are not changing, as soon as I pray, then I give up easily. How do I hold on?
Yeah. You know, I I believe if we believe the word of God and know what it says about us, then we will not give up that easily. Because if we look at Ephesians and see Hore, we have been redeemed to sit in Christ. You know, I'll read it from Ephesians 2, verse 4. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, he made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. Verse 6, that's where I'm going. And raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. So when you believe this word, that you are no longer operational or operating in this realm, that you are raised up together in
Christ.
And
yes.
You are seated in Christ, in the heavenly places. Anything else and everything is under your feet.
Right.
So you can never be discouraged. You can never lose hope when you know where you are seated. And we know that Jesus Christ is seated at the right hand of the Father. And on the right hand of the Father, there is fullness of joy. And there are pleasures forevermore. So when you are there, there is no way you can remain discouraged.
Let me ask you a question. We're fighting against the principalities, the rulers, and all that. What makes us to be impatient with God? What makes us to also be dismayed? I hear God over and over again in his word saying, be ye not dismayed, be ye not discouraged, meaning that it's not something that's new. It has been happening over the years. Yeah. And that's why God would say to his people from time to time, be ye not dismayed, be ye not discouraged. What makes us to be discouraged and also be impatient with God? What leads us to that? I'm just, you know, connecting it to the family member's question there.
Okay. When you mentioned patience, or how do we become patient with God, let us remember that patience is actually a fruit
of the Spirit.
Of
yes.
The Holy Spirit.
Yes.
So we can never on our own have patience, let alone with God.
Okay.
You know? So it is when we believe that when we accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior and we received the Holy Spirit on us, that he is actually in us. And it is him, the power of resurrection, that is working in us, that is working mightily in us to do the great work of God. When we remember that we are the workmanship of God, it is not the devil who's working in us, it is not us who's working in us, but it is that power of resurrection that is working in us. And if we believe that word and sit and stand on it, the Holy Spirit himself will bear the fruit in us.
All
and
right.
As you say, it's a spiritual warfare.
Yeah.
And we have been given what to do. So on a daily basis, you take up the whole armor of God because you realize when not on your own, you are not able to master the principalities and powers. You need to be clothed. And that whole armor of God speaks of our Lord Jesus. If we look at it, it starts with that waste of truth. And we know that Jesus came saying that he is the truth. Okay. And so you are actually putting on the Lord Jesus himself on your waist. and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, we know that it's not our own righteousness, but it is the righteousness of God, and which Jesus has made us into. Because after accepting him as Lord and Savior, you are made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus.
Sure.
And having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of remember that Jesus is the Prince of peace. So you are actually wearing him on your feet.
Aye.
And above all, taking the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the fear
that of the enemy. Yes.
Jesus Christ is the author and finisher
of our faith.
It is him that you are yielding. It is him. And you take the helmet of salvation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the helmet you put on your head.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that without the blood, you will never be saved. So when you take that helmet of salvation, you are actually taking the blood of Jesus on your head. And you don't put it on your foot, on your feet, or on any part of your body, but on your head, so that it cascades and covers your entire body.
Sure. So you wear Christ. You wear Christ on a daily basis.
And the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Jesus is the word of God.
Mm.
But you don't just end there, because a lot of us just end there after we wear Jesus Christ. But verse 18, Paul says that praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. Basil, we need to live in the Word. We need to live the Word. We need to see the Word becoming flesh and behold.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. You know, I ask this question because I believe that when you do not know what's the cause, then you do not know what you're fighting.
Yes.
Yeah, you do not know what you're up against, and you wouldn't even have the tools to fight. And so I'm so delighted that we got that answer right now from you. Mama Dr. Vasiobi says, to add on, in the book of Romans, chapter 4, verses 19, little Lana and Abraham, not being weak in faith, he did not conceive his own body already dead, since he was about 100 years old, and deadness of Sarah's. So a problem. Why we become so discouraged is because we look at the circumstances in the situation more than looking up and saying the God who promises is faithful. So my situation can really pull down. I am in a situation can discourage you. Remember, for this is when we could not hear that boy who had very violence, and Jesus said why you could not heal this boy or deliver this boy was because of your unbelief. In other words, the authority and the belief which he gave to them through his way, when they saw the violent seizure, we're just left helpless, and so the power could not even work. You're able to say it works. It went because he was from his. Okay. I think there are some parts where the typing, Mama, I'm not quite sure. But what we learn is the faithfulness of God there. So our situation will only change when we are focused on him and not on the situation and the belief that he is. I love what he says, Elder Molebogeng. He says, he who comes should believe that I am, and I am the rewarder of all those who diligently seek him.
Yeah.
So thank you so much for today's word. May God awesomely bless you and family. We are invited to the convention starting on the 13th, ending on the 20th of April. The True Vine Tabernacle Choir invite you to join them for that Easter celebration, the redemptive works of Christ, our Savior, who gave his life to set us free from the power of sin and death, giving us his living word by love and for love, so that we may have eternal life and bear fruits everlasting. And for more information on that, You can go to 083-722-6796. You can contact Karabo Sibiya on 083-722-6796. The redemptive power of Christ. And today we were talking about the Christ, the Redeemer, who has passed all the tests that were brought to him. Oh my. Yes, good thing Lily Zell. Where's Mar? Hey, Christ, who is the living word. I'm going to allow you. Hang it. Oh, ew. I'm just going to allow you to pray for the body of Christ in this regard. And people will be coming to our conventions. People will be coming to us personally. I believe the harvest is also ready for this time. And it's time we say to others, taste and see that the Lord is good. It's also for us to taste and know, not even to see, but to also know that He is good and that He's faithful and that He keeps His word. He respects His word above all things. Can you just pray for the body of Christ in this regard?
Ndlovukazi. Thank you so much, Baba Realeboha. Thank you for this morning, oh Father. Thank you for the word. Thank you for the food that you have given us, Heavenly Father. We are filled, Heavenly Father, with your goodness, O Lord. As Papa, you know all the tlhokego tsa rona, Father, in the name of Jesus. Meet us, Heavenly Father, at the point of our need. For you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ever ask or imagine. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the weapons that you have given us. We thank you for giving us your very own Holy Spirit, who is not just here with us, Father, but as you say, go Romans 8:26, you say that likewise the Spirit also helps us in our weaknesses. Help us, Holy Spirit, even in our weaknesses. For we do not know even what we ought to pray for. But you, Holy Spirit, you make intercessions for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Continue to groan through us. Continue to pray through us. And as you, our Lord Jesus, who live ever to intercede for us, continue to intercede for us. Continue to help us that we also continue to pray in all prayers, in supplications, in the Spirit. Be watchful, Heavenly Father, unto you with all the saints in the name of Jesus. And continue, Father, to give us utterance that we are never, Lord, silenced. Because as we hear in Revelation, Heavenly Father, in your kingdom, in heaven, it is not silent. Heavenly Father, there is 24/7, Heavenly Father, worship going on. Give us the grace that even here on earth, O Father God, that we represent you, Lord, by always worshiping you, by always natasama hodimo praying and bringing supplications unto you. Father, give us the grace that we stay with your word until we see it becoming flesh and we behold it, Heavenly Father, until we are one with the flesh, Heavenly Father, until we are one with the word, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, as your Son Jesus Christ prayed for us, for John 17, that we be one with him as you are one with him and the Holy Spirit. Help us, Lord, especially during this time of Easter, oh Father God, that each and every one of us, Heavenly Father, find a home where the word is the main thing, is the foundation, in the name of Jesus. Therefore, Father, I take this opportunity, this window, this portal that you have opened for True Vine Tabernacle, oh Father, and I call upon Heavenly Father, all your children, all your sons and daughters, Heavenly Father, who has never heard the word, to come, Heavenly Father, into this portal that you have opened, Heavenly Father, for them during this time. I call for them from the north, from the east, from the south, from the west, to come running, Heavenly Father, to your tabernacle and to come hear your word, Heavenly Father, for no one will come into your presence and remain the same. Father, we thank you, we honor you, and we glorify you in Jesus' name. Continue to bear fruit in us, Heavenly Father, and make us significant in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
And amen. Amen.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.